Okay, first off, I still have my voice, so I can't say I don't have my voice, which is shame on me as a fan because I didn't yell enough. I have no reaction to this game. You know, I had a buddy come up to me and say, hey, you should go record one of those Instant From the Stands podcasts. What do I say? I mean, I really don't know what to say. Well, the number one thing on my mind right now is that Michael Buchanan sack. We never get that play on a final drive. I don't remember the last time we had that play on a final drive. Okay, now they're turning the music up. They probably can't even hear me. Jeff Allen gets kicked out of the game for a personal foul. We have to put Shavivanovic in to, and somehow we pull out, and we're 4-0 and ranked. And I think the thing that's bothering me is I have nowhere to put my feet here. I have no memory of this type of situation, so I know how to feel going forward. We played very poorly for a lot of parts of the game. Nathan didn't have his best game. We make a questionable call near the end to go for it, to give them the ball at the 30. You know, do you punt it, try and pin them deep? Do you kick a field goal and go up by 6? And what if you miss it? Then you get it blocked. Do you go for it and then end the game? It's a tough call, but we make a call. We don't get it. Everybody in the stadium thinks exactly what's going to happen. They're going to go down, kick a field goal. We're going to lose in overtime, and we're, you know, and we won. I looked to my friend Dave, who I was sitting with, and I don't know how to react to this. I don't know what you're supposed to do when you squeak one out at home. We always lose this game. We always lose last week, too. We should be 2-2. But we're 4-0. We're two games from a bowl. It's like I'm gonna sit down to write a breakdown tomorrow. And I'm gonna break down this game, and I'm not gonna know how to feel. I'm very, very frightened of our offensive line, which was supposed to be the team's strength, which I was going around Big Ten other blogs and bragging that we might have the best offensive line in the Big Ten. We don't. I worried about rushing the quarterback, and when we needed to get a play, Michael Buchanan makes a gorgeous foot tackle to, you know, basically run 25 seconds off the clock and prevent them from being able to win. I just don't know how to react. But I'll say this, 4-0 feels pretty good. I could get used to 4-0. I could handle being 4-0 again next year. I could handle going into the Big Ten. And you know what? Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm worried about our ranking, and maybe I'm worried about, you know, what this is going to do and how this does for our reputation, and we're worried about the rest of the season now because there's big holes and the things we thought would be strengths weren't. And, maybe I just need to sit back and relax and feel like, you know, an Iowa fan has for the last few years, or a Wisconsin fan. Last year, Wisconsin barely beat Arizona State at home. You know, a few years ago, to go to a bowl, Wisconsin holds on, I think, on an extra point against a FCS team. I can't remember who that was. Cal Poly, I think. You know, and everybody has these barely hold on games. We just never do. And now we've had two of them in 2 weeks, and we're 4-0. All right, I'm gonna go sort this out and figure it out. But, 4-0, looking at, a big-time bowl with this team that has issues, and I don't know how to react, except to say, go Illini. Go 4-0 Illini, and thank you, Michael Buchanan.